The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
And today, ladies and gentlemen, we raise our glass. Fuck! Bleep that out! Fucking hell! Henry, take it from here, quickly.
All right. Well, today we drop our glasses
to something which I'm not yet
aware of. I think today we drop our glasses to celebrate the cleaners. You know, I've always said, if you're very tidy but you have a cleaner, you make sure that you spill shit everywhere so that they also have work to do. People have called that unethical, but I don't really care. Really?
Yes, hello. Globally Local FM. Ushuaia, Argentina. Love to have you back on this very non-chaotic, very well thought out, and may I say, constructively well built podcast. Where we go all around the world and we pretend to be a little small radio station.
I feel like that's
small
tooting
talk,
your
small
own
talk?
Horn.
Is this small talk?
Yes. How's this for small talk?
Hello, Rudy.
That was my mouse impression. It didn't really land as I was doing it, unfortunately.
Whatever. Okay, I have small talk. It is that time of the year again. Because in Eindhoven City, in the Netherlands, it is one of the most chaotic weeks we usually have per year. There is one more chaotic, which is the carnival. But this one is chaotic because it's in the, well, it's the intro week for our dear starting students of The Bachelor. And boy, oh boy, yeah, it is. And it's a rowdy time. You see the new intro kiddos just walking about the city. Hope in their eyes as they're about to start studying, and the intro week gives them the impression of, oh, it's so fun to be a student. I'm gonna be just like in the movies. I'm gonna sit outside in the sunny fields and just read a book, lays with my friends, like they do in those American, like, I don't know, like Gilmore Girls or something, right? And then you are hit with the reality, which is a calculus book straight in your face. 2 weeks in, you have a test that will define your whole future.
Fools is what I was going to say initially, but now I'm not going to say that. So just pretend that wasn't said. And here's a fun anecdote. The calculus book that I bought in 2018 for my studies, apparently I was able to sell that, or well, my mom sold it for 10 bucks a while ago. So reuse, recycle.
Should have asked like 30 at least, because that shit costs 60, I think, by normal price.
Yeah, but it's like way out. Well, it's like two editions behind, probably, because that's how they make money. So I'll take it.
I never, like, but they rearrange the exercises. That's all they do. Because it's not like math develops so fast that every single year in the university you get taught a whole new concept that needs a whole new section.
Yeah. Well, that's why after calculus, I had physics. I bought a secondhand book. And after physics, I never bought a book again from that type of subject. Mostly because I didn't have any more of those type of subjects. So that helped.
Yeah. No, I definitely had subjects where they're like, you should buy the book. But hell no, I never ever bought a book except for one of the courses. We was programming. I had to buy a thing called Pinboard, which is basically just a motherboard, right? Like a Raspberry Pi type of thing.
Yeah.
And then the final exam didn't even have that. So we were like practicing on it, doing some like, okay, I'll dumb it down for everybody to understand. Here is the essentiality of what it was. You buy this motherboard and they're like, you will learn how to program on it. To program on it, you have to download this software thing, right? You download the software on your laptop and then you realize that software, when you launch it, it just launches Linux on your laptop. So like, instead of just programming on normal, I don't know, like any other software like VS Code or something, they're like, install this, which is like fucking 20 gigs or 30 gig software. It will launch Linux. You will have to go like some kind of notepad coding looking ass shit, connect to your pinboard to program that. On your exam, Nah, you can use your laptop. You can program on it. Like, fucking, what?
Yeah, that's pretty shit.
70 euros that was, that freaking pinboard. Still gathers the dust in my
room. That's why you don't pick stupid studies like electrical engineering or computer science.
You know what? And you are based for that. Well, computer science is a pipeline.
Of?
Wait, you don't know? Okay, listen to this. Statistics. Computer science. 5 straight guys walk in a bar. Computer science bar. After 3 years of bachelor, 4 of them will not be straight anymore, 2 of them will not be men anymore. Is the CS pipeline, and I'm telling you it works, and you know it works. I'm not judging, I'm just like, I never did CS, but computer science, I don't know what you teach there. I don't know how you do it, but you are single-handedly killing homophobia, transphobia, misogyny. You are there to save the world.
So computer science is all about self-discovery.
Yeah. And then there's, of course, the 1 out of 5 guys exception. For example, our dear friend, bleep out his name, who the first day I met him and I talked to him yesterday, nothing has changed. Not a single hair on that man's body. Not a single, like, he's just, some people just stay. Just stay constant.
Sounds about right for him.
No.
All right, Rudy, talk about exploring something. How about a new city in Argentina? Well, the city's not new, but new to us.
You sound very hyped for this.
Yeah!
All right, people. Ushuaia, Argentina! News! Before we jump in, Henry, can you describe where Ushuaia is?
It is in Argentina, right on the south. Tierra del Fuego, for anybody who's familiar. Right, I think this, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can't because nobody's in the conversation here, except if Rudy corrects me, and I really hope he doesn't, but I reckon he doesn't even know if I'm wrong or not, so suck it. I think it's the land which is closest to Antarctica.
Yes.
Of, like, the continents, basically. So pretty southern, Arctic Ocean, adjacent, pretty sick. I was happy that the wheel landed on this one because it's definitely one of the most interesting ones for Argentina. Ready? Take it away.
Right, my first article. Me and the boys going on a stroll.
Uh-huh. That's good news.
Yeah, it's just nice. It's okay. The reality is I read this article and the way people were talking about it, like, it was like a huge deal where I think these kind of things happen like every other day. Just, I don't know, it was funny to me. Argentina's Coast Guard alerted all sailing ships this week, which this week is 26th of June, but of 3 icebergs near Ushuaia and advised them to avoid all unnecessary approaching these ice floes, of which only 10% is visible on the surface. So I'm just imagining these, like, imagine being an iceberg, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to go. Your time has come. Global warming got to you. But at least you're doing with your boys. So it's the 3 of you. So you go there and harass, like, the sailing ships around that, like, thing. What's it called? The Tierra del Fuego. Yeah, that one.
Yep, that one.
Anyways, the follow-up is, in this season, ice floes are normal. It is reported to cruise ships. This is the 5th or 6th sighting of the year. These icebergs, as they enter warmer waters, gradually disintegrate. How sad. But now the alert is one of control and precaution. Henry, would you want to be an iceberg?
I think not. But pretty... Alright, shame on you. Alright? Shame on you for that.
That was a bad joke. That was a really, really fucking bad joke.
There wasn't even a joke. I just said, I think not, and I thought that was mildly funny, and then you took it too far. Talk about offending someone, Rudy. This episode is now fucking over. You are officially the antagonist of this episode, alright?
Have I not always been?
No, usually you were like the guy that's just there. Has to be.
No, I'm usually the guy who takes your shit. Today, no longer.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well,
I would
want to
see an iceberg.
What
flip,
a shit
though.
Question. I don't want to be an iceberg. Is that better for you?
This is going down this episode, people. This is over. No, but I want to see an iceberg flip. I want to see how bad it actually is.
What do you mean, how bad it is?
Like, because they always say that the tip of the iceberg is the 10% you see of it, right? And then when, yeah, like, the thing melts in the water, it at some point flips, right? But that's why no ships are allowed to go anywhere nearby it, because when it flips, you don't know how much of the ice will, like, come to the surface.
Like it breaks off and, like, rises,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
surface?
There's, like, yeah. So I want to just see how bad can it be. What if it's just a catapult, like, launches you? Wait. I'm having a deja vu. No, yeah, I'm not having a deja vu. It's a joke we did on another podcast. That's what we had done this joke before.
Yep. Cheeky little iceberg catapulting into the sky. Been there, done that.
Well then, go on to your news then.
Well, my news is... Let me actually have a look. It's, I don't know if it's as whimsical as three icebergs, but Ushuaia bans open net salmon farming.
You sounded, you know, with such a like, yeah, whatever, what the fuck. You had a really hard time for this episode, huh?
Have you? Yes. For like, all right, well, I won't be too meta about it, I guess, but yes, this episode was not the most news rich, let's put it that way. Do you know about open net salmon farming?
Open net? What do you mean by open net?
See, this is what I don't get. And I even tried to look this up, but I really didn't get that conclusive of an answer. It's literally just that you can leave. Like, the salmon can just leave, and it's like, cool, bye.
Wait, what? What?
I don't know. I think the idea is that that you have nets in the water. There's an opening in them, so they can just fuck off if they want to. But you, like, put food and stuff in there. So that they come back every now and then, and when you're ready to harvest, boom, you grab them all at once, and you got them.
What?
Just for the record, I have no idea if that's actually true. This is what I imagine based off of what I understand.
There are some smart creatures that live side by side with humans, right? On this green earth. They're not salmon. Is all I'm gonna say after this story.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair enough.
Wisdom is fast, but salmons are faster.
So the reason they banned it, it's because it's bad for the ecology, because being able to get in and out of the net spreads like parasites and shit to the other fish, and since your plan is to eat them all at the end, it's kind of bad. And it's also that when they're concentrated in one place, they're just shitting all over the place. So, that's bad.
Yeah, I would assume so. Then again, it's fish shit. Ocean is full of it.
Well, a little bit more spread out, I would say. It's also supposed to...
It's salt water. It disinfects.
Are you saying you want to eat the shit? Like, it's disinfected?
Never have I said that, and never will I do say that. Holy shit. You put that as a disclaimer on every episode from now on. I did not say that, and I did not imply that.
I don't know what you're, like, the shit is disinfected, so what? What now, Rudy? See, that's what you're implying. What can you do next? It's disinfected.
Okay, you know what? No, we're moving on. You know what? You will love my next article.
Okay. I wasn't done with mine, by the way, but...
Okay. You do fast. Come on, go on.
Okay, it's also bad because it's bad for tourism. That's it. Rudy?
Bad for terrorism?
Tourism. Unless
these
salmons
pesky
have
salmon.
Bomb on board.
Fucking... Who would have known that the prime weapon of Argentina against terrorism was salmon?
Actually, if it's bad for terrorism, isn't that good?
It is good.
It's counter-terrorism. All right, Rudy?
you already realized the joke is going to go nowhere. So, like, Rudy, go on.
What? There's no joke. I just think Just imagine playing Counter-Strike. And
what
fish
does the world
guys.
Need right now? Say it with me, Henry. More natural
isolation.
Gas.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good one.
So, listen to this. Crown Point Energy Incorporation, Calgary, finalized an agreement with Petrolera El Trebol to increase its stake in three natural gas areas in southern Argentina. Within the concessions, which lie in the southern region of the Austral Basin on the island of Tierra del Fuego, cover 489,000 acres and contain infrastructure that supports the collection, processing, and transportation of natural gas to markets on the island and the mainland. But that's not the best part, because why would I? It's Henry's stuff, right, listeners? Why would I be interested in this? But Henry, guess what source I used for this article? And I know we have, you know, we fight and we disagree a lot and we hate each other, but sometimes I would like to do nice things for you. So guess where I found this source?
Petrolhead.com.
Surely. No, I mean, surely, actually, you must know. Hell, I would even wager you are some, like, power position from this magazine. No. And you better write this down. And people, I could not make this up. This actually exists. Oil and Gas Journal.
I think I have seen that.
Fucking Oil and Gas Journal.
Well, journaling about what's important, you know?
Jokes aside, who unironically buys something called Oil and Gas Journal?
Catch me next episode with that shit just hanging in the background.
Okay. Subscription service for a year. Like, I would understand buying about, like, cars, you know, like, I don't know, like, the journal version of Top Gear, or, like, history, or technology general, but Oil and Gas Journal.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty rad. That's pretty bad.
But fucking... Petrolheads, that's who, Petrolheads. Do you have anything more? Do I have to save this sailing ship?
Well, this is not really related to any news, but at what point, Rudy, does the irony of the oil talk on this podcast enter the post-irony stage when I do actually work at Shell? How many years until that happens?
At this point in my life, I hope really soon, because then you perhaps can get me an internship.
Okay,
listen, homies, I am all about saving the world. I will never support Shell, but when I'm broke... Listen, $20, I'm on my knees.
All right. Yeah, let's
if you're Italian, it's $10. I pay you.
Dog sledding tourism returns to Ushuaia. How's that?
Oh, he's scrambling, isn't he? Go on.
All right. There used to be an annual dog sledding race, but when the COVID pandemic hit, it gone. So now, gradually over the years, it's been coming back.
This is a sad day in the
dog
studio.
Dog sledding.
This is a sad day in the studio. Why did we ever make a podcast thinking that, like, every city the wheel is gonna land on will have, like, three newspapers, one website, and you can find a galore of things about that place?
I mean, okay, I'm gonna be real. Some of these, like we've had before, like Nauru, I didn't expect there to be much news, right? That's fair. The thing is, I feel like there's also an episode upcoming, which I won't reference right now, where it's like a city of over 600,000 people and there's fuck all to be had. So at some point, people just need to get out to the streets and, like, stab some people, you know? That's all I'm saying.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. From Henry, who's sitting in jail in Australia, but...
Do you want to hear about dog sledding, Rudy? Or are we over?
Sure.
Hugo Flores has 150 huskies. And they need a
150?
Lot of exercise. Yeah. So, what does he do? He goes out with tourists dog sledding. Each dog up to 6 times a day. But I reckon there's like 10 dogs on one sled probably. So, pretty rad. Keeps him saturated. I think that's pretty cool. And it's the Huskies like it, so... Are you gonna...
It's also any like
thoughts?
Huskies. Yeah, no, it's just I'm thinking that any dog... But Huskies are known as, you know, the dramatic ones. 150 of them. You might as well have, like, a preschool full of kids under your care. It's practically the same.
You're right, Rudy. We should do preschool kid sledding, where you just have 5-year-olds dragging the sled. That's what you were saying, right?
Exactly what I was saying. Rein those kids in, literally.
All right, Rudy, that's it for the news.
No, my last article. I have one more, because I actually did homework.
All right, go on.
No, but this is the last one, and it's more of a rant than it is news. But, okay. Okay. The name is, What the Fuck is Wrong with You?
Okay.
Disclaimer, this article is from April 11th, 2014, but I assume the atrocities you are about to hear are still ongoing, hence I added to my list. So just listen to this. So here's the actual name of the article. Snorkeling in Antarctica. And you're already like...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly.
It's my first thought.
And if it has not already set the perfect scene, let me read you the exact words of the first paragraph of this article, and I did not make it up, it's literally copy and paste. What a spiffing day for a dip. Driving snow, a water temperature of 1 degree Celsius, and our inflatable Zodiac boat being eyeballed by a leopard seal with the stare of an assassin and fangs of a vampire. What a lovely picture.
Jesus.
Like, who the fuck? Go snorkeling in Antarctica. There's nothing to see, just rocks and seals and occasional penguin, I would assume.
I mean,
and God forbid you see an orca, because that's the probably last thing you see in this God's green earth.
Hell yeah, brother. But what a last thing to see.
I would be fucking terrified shitless. That orca would have dinner on the side.
If I would choose one animal that would be pretty sick to see before it kills you, my choice would be orca.
Okay, on that very lovely note, I think it's time for an ad. I'm gonna call a therapist for Henry, so you people enjoy.
All right.
Some people like vodka, and some people like tequila. There are many differences worldwide, and often these preferences are culturally influenced. To those that like vodka, I say, what the fuck is wrong with you? And to those who like tequila, I say, grow up, buddy, and get some new taste buds. Cause down here in Ushuaia, we only drink the purest form of bliss. The cleanest and clearest liquid you'll ever see. Which is obviously the water trickling down from the Andes Mountains. Drinking this water will cleanse your body and soul. It's as if an angel has peed straight into your mouth. Is the water not pure enough in the city for you, huh? Then you could trek to the top of Cerro Guanaco and lick the water straight off the mountaintop. It's time to say no to the slop coming out of your tap at home. Visit Ushuaia and drink the water you've never had, but always deserved.
I will have a word with whoever is in charge of getting our sponsors, because I will not stand for piss jokes on this podcast.
I thought that was a pretty convincing ad campaign, to be honest. Catch me.
It was until that joke, which I also like. Jokes aside, we as hosts like to surprise each other with our ads. We do not listen to each other's ads before we do the episode. So what a fucking coincidence with What the Fuck is Wrong with You? That
there
shit
you
was funny.
All right, Rudy. You want to head over to the weather?
Right. Actually, today I was preparing for weather, But that was somebody who wanted to do it. Somebody who wanted to do it way more than me. I think she's a bit... How do I say this? Don't take her too seriously. But there's this lady I found. This lovely girl. She has something to say about Ushuaia. And as for the weather news, hi, my name's Heather, and I just wanted to tell you, like, what a ripoff this place is. Like, I'm going there with my boyfriend because he just wants to have, like, a break from society or whatever. It's like a guy thing, you know? And at first I thought it would be cool because, you know, I saw it on TikTok that you can see, like, some cute seal and, like, some whales near this town. But they fucking lie to you, okay? First of all, the average temperature is like 10 fucking degrees Celsius. And what the fuck does Celsius even means? Like, who uses this shit? And I am not gonna even talk about nighttime. You might be lucky if you don't freeze your eyelashes off, which, by the way, are totally not fake, Jennifer. Anyways, it gets worse, because it also will, like, rain for a month, and there's gonna be some snow that, like, melts immediately. Which is totally not cool. Yeah, girlies out there, look out. Your boyfriends are not worth your mental health and, like, well-being. So, like, yeah, women power, you know? Like, woo! Bye, girly.
All right. Lovely to have someone else do the weather for once.
Yeah, she was very adamant. So,
Where'd you meet her, Rudy?
On a street corner, you would not love to talk about.
What a good coincidence that she had such rave reviews about the weather down in Ushuaia.
Yeah, I think it's a guy thing as far as I heard.
All right, ready? Then are you ready for some imagination?
Oh, our favorite segment. Let's go.
All right, ready? Or, sorry, rather, everybody, please close your eyes and imagine the following. As you wander around the harbor, you take a deep breath. And you enjoy the fresh air of mountains with a tinge of fish in the background. You decide that today is a great day for an adventure, and you make your way up the Andes Mountains. As the wind and fog pick up, you lose track of your path, and as your supplies begin to dwindle, desperation rears its ugly head. Your shoulders slouch, and your walking slowly turns into a waddle. Right before you give up, you see a group of people walk by. However, you are unable to muster any words, only letting out a loud squawk. For much like all the others before you, the cold has slowly morphed you into a penguin. Doomed to roam the Arctic Ocean for the rest of your life. If that sounds rad to you, then maybe Ushuaia can be your next destination.
The moment you said waddle, I knew what was gonna happen. You know what you should do, Henry, my dear co-host?
Mm-hmm.
I should sometimes... Oh no, you know what? It's gonna be a surprise. Never mind. Keep your peepers peeled, people. It's gonna be a surprise. Anyways, I think it's about the time we do some local businesses and radios.
All right, sounds good. Well, today I have local business. When you're this far south of the globe, it will be shame not to go to see... Jesus, not to go see some penguins.
Jesus?
Yeah, go see Jesus, and then after that, go see penguins. So I recommend going on a penguin sighting tour, many of which are in the Ushuaia Harbor, so many choices. Go look at penguin.
Okay. My local business is a bit of a bigger one. Henry?
Yes.
I found him. I've done it. Listeners of the podcast, for the first time ever, I am about to reveal the location of the elusive cryptid known as Santa Claus. Turns out, He's been in Ushuaia this whole time. And you know what he's up to? Burgers. That's right, folks.
Please.
Santa Burger Ush can be found in this small town. And if you do not believe me, just read this comment, right? Posted by Biscuits on Google Maps, which, by the way, if an elf would have an account on Google, guess what nickname they would have? Biscuit. Opens at 7 p.m., but chef arrives at 8:30 p.m. Indoor football and a big screen to watch games. Because he's delivering gifts, you know, or whatever. So, like, makes sense that he's always late.
Right.
Santa, it's over, buddy. You have, like, 3 days, because that's about the time for me to get down there. 3 days, you better run. And where are you going to run? There's nowhere to run. It's Tierra del Fuego. There's, like, literally the ocean. That's it.
All right, well, he's been had.
Local radio, go on.
My local radio is Radio FM Arctica. So the tunes were not that special, but when else can you say that you've listened to an Arctic radio station?
Was it just penguin noises?
I think it was just grainy music. So...
For my local radio suggestion, I go for Yo Argentino Radio. Tune in to Yo Argentino Radio for some good old classics. And I must confess, this radio randomly helped me rediscover a band that I had completely forgotten about. Something that my retro playlist had been missing out on, which is Yo Argentino Radio. Muchas gracias for bringing back Blondie in my life.
Ooh, pretty good.
It is pretty good. People, you know what? Blondie, classic.
That definitely.
Maria, you gotta see her. Bow, bow, bow.
All right. Well, and on that lovely singing note, that was it from us. This was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah. You can catch Rudy at
000 RUDYS 000 on Instagram for some good old feedback. Do not forget to give some love to Colossal Pango on Twitch, our dear colleague from Tome of Huzzah production. And if you want to find Henry,
you can catch me rowing in the Magellan Strait this afternoon. So better be quick.
Better be quick. All right. And the last thing to do.
On our next episode, we've got, drumroll please, Chisinau in Moldova, if that's how you pronounce it. Sorry in advance if it's not, because I'm going to keep saying it that way.
It's Gochi. It's a Gochi. Let's see you all out there. Ride the horses, people. Yeah.